Welcome once again to Babes in Voiceland. We are Beth, Diana, Terry, Dana, and Erica, bringing you another 20 minutes of hysterical laughter. We're laughing already and we haven't even started yet. Oh my God. Okay, Erica, what were you saying?
Yes. I was saying that our banters remind me of the streets in Boston. You know, have you ever been to Boston?
Nope.
You try to drive around the block, you can't because they've actually paved the streets after old cow paths. And the streets don't go around in a block because since they follow the cows, cows don't go around in a circle. They just go whichever way they want. And that somehow at times what happens to our banters. They just go off and around and eventually they find their way back.
That's true. We start talking about one thing and by the end of it, it's something totally different.
I know.
Isn't life wonderful?
But that's what we do. We're women. That's what we do. Who stays on one subject the whole time?
Have you ever sat there and listened to a bunch of men talk? It's not just a women thing. They're like all over the place. They're scattered. Unless they're talking about boobs or cars. And then it stays on topic pretty much.
They have a limited subject matter.
Or burgers, maybe. I don't know. That's about
it. And we're back to cows. You see how we do that, you guys?
We got all the way around the block.
Did you see that girl on well, it was posted on Facebook. She's from Sweden, I believe, and she calls the cows with her singing.
No, but
it's very moving, actually.
That's a good one.
The hills are alive with the sound of music.
Exactly.
That is too funny.
And the cowbells are ringing, cling, 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 cling. And she's actually recording an album of her singing. Okay, the cow music.
This must have been by the goat yoga section of Facebook.
And we thought we had fresh ideas.
We should have done this a few weeks ago with the goat yoga. Well, now you have to write a script about cows.
Oh, about cows. The calling of the cows. But she sings to them in this beautiful, lilting voice. And it's very, very interesting. And they just come running. They look so cute running up to you. And they're very friendly.
Okay, cows running up to you.
When we're done recording this, I have a video. It's from years ago. In my email, but I saved it. And wait till you hear how music affects cows. This is the God's truth.
Music is the universal language. It affects everything and everyone, whether you're a little bird, whether you're a cow, whether you're a person or a dog. I'm telling you, it's true.
It's true.
I didn't read that on the internet.
Look at if whales can sing.
Oh my God!
Exactly. It is pretty universal.
And dolphins talk. And
she's doing it now.
Hey, I should cut that section out.
And now Erica's doing her flipper imitation.
Oh, I love that show.
Dolphin talk. And doesn't your dog talk to you
all the time?
See, and your dog talks
to
you, right?
Absolutely. Well, he's part beagle.
See?
And oh my gosh, he just.
Some people teach their dogs to talk like, ruff, 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 ruff. You know?
That was good. And Erica has not had anything to drink tonight. We want you to know this, and gentlemen.
She does dolphins. She does dogs. What else do you do? I thought you just did Jewish ladies really good.
And she does Sadie.
Yes.
All right, already. Let's get going.
Okay.
Enough with this banter.
Time to move on.
All right. Time to move on.
All the babes write material for our shows here in Voiceland, and I got to thinking the other day about some very funny incidents that happened years ago in my own family. So I decided to start writing some of these stories as comedy sketches. Here's one about my Aunt Ethel and Aunt Gladie, and yes, this is a true story. Keep in mind, they were both in their 80s when this happened. Hello?
I got trouble.
What's the matter?
Bethy, I just went to the bathroom and I have a very tarry stool. I've been a nurse all my life and I'm telling you, this is trouble. I have an internal bleed.
Okay, don't panic. I'll get the next flight from Vegas to Phoenix. Where's Gladie?
She just left her house. She's on her way over here.
Okay, when she gets there, have her call an ambulance. I'll call the airline, book the first flight out, and head to the airport. I don't know when the next flight is, so by the time I get there, it'll probably be a few hours. I'll get there as quick as I can.
Okay, Bethy, let me know your flight, and I'll book a limo to pick you up.
Well, I booked my flight and quickly packed a bag, but before I raced to the airport, I thought I better call to make sure Gladie was there and tell her to call an ambulance, even though I had already told my Aunt Ethel to do it.
Hello?
Oh, good, you're there. How is she?
She's good, but she's right. She has a very tarry stool. I looked in the toilet. I saw it.
Okay, now listen, we don't know what's going on here, so call an ambulance and take her to the hospital. Don't wait until I get there.
Okay.
Well, I got on the flight and headed for Phoenix. We've always been a very close family. Ethel was my mom's twin and Gladie was their younger sister, so they were all kind of like my extra moms. It always made me very nervous when anything happened to any of them. I finally landed. I just landed. Where are you?
We're at Ethel's house.
What the hell? I told you to take her to the hospital. Why are you still at her house?
She wouldn't go until you got here.
I told you to take her by ambulance. Why didn't you make her go?
I can't make her go. She said she wanted to wait until Beth gets here. What could I do? The limo is waiting for you and bringing you here.
Oh, God. Well, as soon as I get there, we'll call an ambulance. I got to the house, called the ambulance, rode in the ambulance with her, and Gladie followed in the car. Not too far into the ride, the ambulance driver started getting very upset, saying,
"Why is your other aunt following so close? She's gonna cause an accident. Make sure you tell her when we get there not to follow so closely."
"Yeah, you tell her. She's not gonna take that from me."
"Hey, she always drives like that. You can't do anything with her. I talk to her all the time about her driving, Bethy, but she just won't listen."
As you can see, they both had a bit of a stubborn streak. We arrived at the hospital, and the three of us were taken to one of the rooms in emergency.
"I have to go to the bathroom. Where is it?"
"It's right over there." As Gladie came out of the bathroom, she walked over to me and started talking, but in a quieter voice.
Beth. "They have sterile cups in there."
"What?"
"Yeah, Ethel had some sterile cups at home, and we used them for the stool sample. Go in there and grab a couple more in case we need them again. You know, sometime."
"What? A stool sample? Wait, you guys brought a stool sample with you?"
"Honey, of course we did. The doctor's gonna need a sample. Why should I have to do it here? I had sterile cups, so I got it ready at home."
"Ugh. Where is it?"
"Well, it's in my purse. I closed the lid real tight and then put it in a plastic bag, you know, to make sure it wouldn't leak. Here, look."
All I could say at this point was, oh, God. Everyone that came in that room, whether to take blood, bring a pillow, just anybody, they tried to give them that stool sample. Nobody wanted it. The funny thing was that they were both totally shocked that no one would take it. Then the doctor came in.
"Hello, ladies. Miss Bergeson, would you give me a list of your medications?"
As Ethel started listing her meds, the doctor stopped her at Celebrex.
"Well, Miss Bergeson, as you have a history of a stomach ulcer caused by aspirin, this is definitely bleeding of your ulcer caused by the Celebrex. Any anti-inflammatory drug can cause bleeding when you have a history of an ulcer."
"Well, I never would have thought of the Celebrex. Are you sure? We brought a stool sample. Do you want it?"
"You brought your own stool sample?"
Yes.
"Look, here it is."
"Well, stop taking the Celebrex. Yes, I'm sure in this case this is the cause. Ask your doctor to find another drug to replace it. And next time, ladies, don't bring the stool sample in your purse. Just keep it in the rectum, and we will be glad to get a sample from you here at the hospital."
So I was thinking about how things change your life in mysterious ways. For example, you're introduced to new concepts, new characters, mm-hmm. new whatever. Mm-hmm. Yes. And, you know, we have this running sketch with Sadie and Sophie. My Shvesta over here is the one that writes them and everything. So now whenever I'm looking at stuff like these buttermints, for example, I keep thinking in Sophie's voice that these are kosher and they're fresh and they're delicious. And I keep passing around the little thing going, "Would you like a buttermint?" So that...
So someday you're just going to start talking to Harvey and Sophie.
And he's going to look at me. But so I got that going on. Okay, so that's affected my life in a positive way. Thank you, Erica.
Yay.
But there's other things. Like, I had this awakening because of an illness that I've overcome that really made me focus on the things that I'm eating. And so I'm really conscious about what I'm eating.
Uh-huh.
No, I want to make sure I'm eating things, no pesticides, no GMOs.
And you're so good
no
about
artificial.
It.
I'm trying to really be good about that, right? But
yes.
I like every now and then a snack. You guys like snacks,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what did we have tonight?
Tacos. We had tacos. It wasn't exactly compliant with my new
we
eating regimen.
We were not
regimen.
Healthy tonight at all.
But you guys, I found I love Cheetos, okay?
I love Cheetos.
But
oh, they're so bad for you.
Yum. Thank you, Erica. Yes. If you really
so
read
bad.
The ingredients, it's like, oi, I don't think I'm these can't, they're not kosher.
You shouldn't be eating those.
They're not kosher. So I'm at Sprouts a couple of days ago.
Okay.
Getting my organic chicken, organic veggies, blah, 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 organic, blah, blah. I'm one of those people now. And all of a sudden, this display catches my eyes, and it's organic snack foods, buttered popcorn, sea salt, this, that, blah, blah, blah. And they had these cheesy cheese puffs. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, and they're organic.
Okay.
And so, and they were $2 for $5. How could I pass that
such
up?
A
it
deal.
Was such a deal. So I'm looking at these and I'm reading the ingredients.
Yeah,
no
okay.
GMOs. The cheddar cheese is made from cows that have not been given hormones
back
or antibiotics.
Oh,
back to the cows. So I decided I'm going to try these. Okay?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And I bought two of them because they were $2 for $5. I wasn't going to pass that up.
There you go.
And I'm thinking, oh my God, if I bust open this bag and they taste like wood, I'm going to be really pissed. Okay.
Right. Return them. Who cares?
I could have.
Return
But they were delicious.
God, I would have never thought of that.
So I was able to balance out my love of snacking on cheesy, puffy things with my new eating goal, which is whole, organic, and whatever. So what have you done or what's come into your lives? It could be food, it could be dancing, it could be music, it could be travel that just changed you. And
Pepsi Max.
Pepsi Max.
There you go.
We'll go from no chemicals to chemicals.
And this is why I do not shop at Sprouts. They don't carry Pepsi Max. They don't get my business. I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
That's God's
You're
truth.
So funny.
That is true.
Oh, my God.
Moving on. Back to cheese puffs.
Back to organic cheese puffs.
Well, I'll tell you, I make Christmas cookies every year.
Yes.
And Sam eats very healthily.
Yes.
And she also is gluten intolerant and can't eat dairy.
Okay.
So one year when she was home, we did make really good vegan cookies by using almond flour and coconut flour.
Mm-hmm.
And we used ghee, if you heard
right.
of ghee. And that was really good. And they came out great.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
I would eat them with a Pepsi Max on the side.
Well, you played your organic music, right?
I got a can right here. Here we go. Don't know if the organic is good for you.
I know.
You know, my son's going to be a doctor soon, and so.
It is good for you.
The cheese puffs. I'm bringing them next week.
And we will try them.
And you guys can be the judge of it.
Yep,
but
yep.
Terry, I know, because she does the oils. Terry's all about the essential oils.
Yes.
And she's got a little, like, go case. And she has these tiny little vials. And if you have a headache, she's swiping something across your forehead. If you can't breathe, she's putting something on your nose.
See?
So if you're all into that, you're
right?
going to love the organic cheese
right.
puffs.
That's true. I will.
Okay.
The only problem with, like, the vegan things, because mm-hmm. my daughter's allergic to the nuts.
Oh.
So she couldn't do the almond flour or the almond milks, and she
Ooh.
Can't do real milk. So we have to.
That's
really,
hard. So
yes.
what kind of milk can she have?
No milk.
No
we
milk.
She can't do
we
soy milk or anything.
You know what?
Well,
that
you know,
is soy's
true.
Not all that great. It's really hard to find that hasn't been genetically
altered. Right.
You know what?
Yes.
Soy
oh, and
is
I learned
awful,
how to make
awful.
Almond milk this week. That was really
my friend
good.
Did that. You, okay.
It's so delicious. My girlfriend. We made it at my girlfriend's house, and it was so good.
Okay, you
so
know they
we'll
have
talk
to
about that.
Call it almond milk because they can't call it nut juice.
Oh, my God.
You would have to bring that up, wouldn't you?
Okay.
Ba-dum-dum.
I'm sorry, it was just there.
It's true, though.
Okay, Sophie, settle down. Really,
it's Erica's fault. She's finally having a good time. Let her have some fun, all right?
It's Erica's fault. She's stuck in my head and I can't get her out.
She's not a grouch tonight. It's good. It's good.
It's good. Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't know. We may have to wrap this up before it really travels south.
Okay, but we will have.
Oh, God. Yeah, I don't know. And we haven't even had any wine at all tonight. Think if we did.
Oh, but you know what? We snorted frankincense.
What?
Not really. Okay, we didn't snort it. We sniffed it.
What? Where was I?
In the other room.
In the other room. But I think that's why we're so inspired tonight.
What is frankincense? No one gave me frankincense.
You know what? Back to the essential oils.
I think that's why we're inspired.
Nobody gave me any. Where was I? Bringing Grady's dinner and you snuck a sniff without me.
We snuck a sniff in.
Well, we need to wrap this up and I'll share some frankincense with you.
Okay. I think we're ready for some more sniffing.
Frankincense and myrrh. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Dr. Smith, thank you for seeing me on such short notice. I really appreciate it.
It's no problem, Mrs. Larson. One of my clients canceled her counseling session this morning, and I had an opening. What seems to be the problem? You said it was an emergency. You said it was a matter of life and death.
It is the life or death of my marriage. I'm sure my husband is seeing another woman.
Oh, my. Are you sure?
Well, I overheard him on the phone, and he was saying things that could only mean he is cheating on me.
Well, what did you hear?
I heard him say that she was more beautiful than anything. I heard him say that she had style and was full of love. He said she was smart and that he can't wait to see how big it grows. Can you imagine that? I was disgusted. I even heard him say that he would pay anything for it. What else could that mean? Doctor.
Well, I'm sure you misunderstood, Mrs. Larson. Why don't you go home and talk to your husband? There must be some other explanation.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Smith. I hope so, but I'm sure that my life is over. I'm sure that I will need many more sessions with you.
Well, I have an associate that specializes in marital problems. You know, whether it's real or just in your mind. Let me start you on a program with him.
Okay, Dr. Smith, whatever you say.
Later that evening at the home of the Larsons.
Honey, I'm home. Honey, Kate, where are you?
I'm in the kitchen, dear.
Kate, I need to talk to you about something very important. Please come into the living room and sit down.
Oh boy, here it comes. I knew I was right.
Surprise! 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 I got you a St. Bernard puppy, just like the one you had when you were a little girl. Isn't she cute? She's just more beautiful than anything. She has style and is so full of love. I can't wait to see how big she grows. I want to call her Samantha. Huh? I would have paid anything for her just to make you happy and see this look on your face. Well, say something, baby. Are you happy, my love?
Happy? I'm thrilled that it's a puppy. I mean, I would have never guessed this in a million years. Oh, thank you. I love you so much.
The next day... Hello, Dr. Smith's office.
This is Mr. Larson. May I speak to Dr. Smith?
One moment, please.
Hello, this is Dr. Smith.
Hey, baby, your plan worked perfectly. She didn't suspect a thing. And that idea you had of sending her to another counselor was simply genius. I even named the puppy Samantha after you, of course, my love. Her appointment with the new counselor is today after work, and she booked a 2-hour session. Ooh. Meet me at the Hilton in 20 minutes, baby.
Hello, this is Sadie, and this is my sister Sophie.
Hello.
Say hi to everyone, Soph.
Hello, everyone.
Okay, so we just want to tell you, we don't know about tweeting, we don't know about twerking, but we do know about podcasts. Aren't we cool?
I don't know about these podcasts yet. I don't know. Is this a tweet? Can we tweet when we do this?
No, and you can't see it either. You can only hear it.
Oh, you can hear it.
Yeah, so you have to be able to hear it. So everybody listen. Everybody go to our website. Tell them the website. Hurry up.
Oh, quit bossing me around, will ya? The website. It is Babes in Voiceland at... Wait. No, wait. Wait.
.com.
No,
dot
wait.
Com.
Stop it. It's babesinvoiceland.com is the website. Oh, yeah. Oh, and the email is babesinvoiceland at gmail.com. Why is it a Gmail if it's supposed to be an email?
What?
Never mind.
All right. Thank you.